Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be doing a preview of, or no, a review of this last week's games, and we'll go over some firings that happened. To get started, Panthers Bucks. That game sucked. It was not a good game.
It was terrible.
Like,
I didn't feel like either team wanted to win.
No. And that's kind of what you expected, isn't it?
Yeah, sadly.
Cade Otton played really good.
I mean, yeah, he had the ball thrown at him all the time.
Which is crazy.
Mike Evans, it felt like, had started out well. Like, he got those two catches early, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then...
How does he only have two targets?
Yeah, it's like he didn't even exist after that.
Like, Otton was the only one that got the ball.
I get that they have a whole lot of receivers. But why did all of them see the field that much? It's like Ibuka just fell off the face of the earth at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Jalen Coker had a good game.
Called that, didn't I?
I think so.
I did. Tet was solid.
Tet, yeah.
They couldn't run the ball for anything.
7 for 10 and 5 for 10.
For a team that started out so well with running the ball.
They fell off real quick.
Yeah, like they didn't end it very well at all. They got to find that or they don't have it. To be clear, I don't think they have much of a chance anyway in the playoffs. But if they can't find a running game, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're probably going to get stomped by the Rams. I feel like the Rams, from when they lost to them earlier this season, they're really going to.
Oh, the Rams are going to be out harder.
Out for blood.
Yeah.
They're going to take their anger out on them.
As it should.
Yeah.
The strength of that Carolina team is that defense, and they are really good against the pass, and they confused the hell out of Stafford in that game. So I still think the Rams find a way, but this could be very it's 10, minus 10. It could be closer than what people think because of that defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The over-under is 46.5. I like the under.
Yeah, I can definitely see it hitting.
I think that is an incredibly underrated defense.
Mm-hmm. Seattle and San Francisco. I mean, that game was a letdown. Huge letdown.
Is the Seattle defense that good?
Maybe.
I mean, I want to say that they are, but I don't think it's been like they gave up 37 to the Rams. I mean, they gave up 10 to the Panthers.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Titans scored 24 on them, for heaven's sakes.
Maybe they're very hit or miss. I don't know. That's what it seems like, I guess. Hit or miss.
I think that it was very...
More hit than miss, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good defense. But I think that they put on their best show in that last game.
Mm-hmm. If they can continue that into the playoffs, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't win the whole thing.
I believe that they're the Super Bowl favorites right now.
They are. They're plus 340 or something. Crazy.
That's insane. A really good team. And I think Sam Darnold has figured out he doesn't have to be perfect. But he has to play within himself. And he doesn't have to be a hero. The team is too good for that. They have got, we've talked about really good 1-2 combos. That's probably the most underrated one.
Yeah, I agree.
Running back-wise?
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. Barner has turned into a very good player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting Shaheed and that speed to complement what JSN, who has everything, like he's the entire package, along with Cooper Kupp. Like, how do you cover all those guys?
Yeah, they definitely had made some very underrated plays.
Yeah. The Shaheed addition was huge.
Mm-hmm. Especially for as little as they paid for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, insane.
That's a scary good team.
Mm-hmm. Saints Atlanta. I mean, that game wasn't really good either. I would say, yeah, the Saints, I think, played better offensively.
I'm excited to see what they do. Continue.
Yeah, I think they take a running back next year. Do you?
Man, I hope they pick another offensive player and or receiver.
Yeah.
They got to rebuild that defense some, though, around Chase Young. but there's a lot of age veterans on that defense. Kool-Aid McKinstry is a really good cornerback. They've got some youth on that team too, and but they've got some guys to replace on the defensive side too. And you can do that via free agency. I believe they're in a much better situation this year on the cap. Am I wrong?
I think so. They should be in pretty good spot.
We don't have to go too in depth, but like that's a conversation for later, obviously, probably more. But it's an exciting time to be a Saints fan, I think. Tyler Shuck deserves at least another year to prove that he's the guy.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes for them. Atlanta, though, I don't know. They need to figure something out at quarterback. They'll probably go with Penix again. I guarantee it. But what if he just continues at what he's been doing?
The rumor is that Matt Ryan might be taking over this franchise.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, as the president or the GM or something.
Really?
Like, the buck will stop with him.
Huh.
I find that very intriguing.
Yeah.
Kind of like Elway-esque. You know what I mean?
Well, let's see if he can, I don't know how to say it, evaluate talent. There we go.
I think he can. Have you listened to him at all?
No.
You should.
What's he on?
He does some podcasts like with Antonio Pierce, and there's somebody else on it. I don't remember what it is. But he's also on CBS and stuff. I really enjoy listening to him.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I didn't even know he was doing that stuff. I figured he was just having fun at home.
I mean, I think he does that too.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm gonna have to go be a backup quarterback for a little bit and retire.
I'm really intrigued at that possibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think it wouldn't be bad.
It's gonna be interesting to see what they do with Pitts.
Yeah.
Because
he's due for an extension soon, isn't he?
I think he's a free agent.
Crap, man. I doubt they'll have to pay too much though. At least I wouldn't expect them to have to.
It's an underrated team. It's an underperforming team for sure.
Yeah. Depending on who they sign at head coach, I think that's going to be a huge difference maker, I think. Cleveland Cincy.
Congrats to Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase is a crybaby.
So is Zach Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen an NFL record broken that wasn't stopped, that they didn't stop the game for? I'm not.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen history.
They're a lot
made.
Younger than me, so that's fair.
Yeah.
I cannot remember an NFL record being broken that they didn't stop the game for.
I've never seen, like, I guess the Michael Strahan one. I've never seen, like, I didn't see that. Did they stop the game for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tied it. Like, he tied the record.
That was a tie? I know the dude that had it originally was very upset about it.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame.
Have you seen the video of him talking to Brett Favre?
Joe Klecko, yeah.
That's hilarious. He wants his sack back.
Not Klecko. Guess or no.
I don't know, but he wants his sack back really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, that's a whole different game. Well, it's not like it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett is now the owner of that record.
Mm-hmm.
And
by half a sack, isn't it?
Yep.
He deserves it.
For sure. He doesn't deserve to be on that team.
No. Well, he did to himself.
Own fault.
So,
it's his own fault.
Exactly. He's being paid a ton of money, so I don't feel that bad.
Agreed. I did until he signed that extension. I don't anymore.
Yeah. Green Bay, Minnesota. That was a bad game.
That was terrible on both sides. Mm-hmm. For Minnesota to only win that game by 13 is pathetic.
Yeah.
Because the Packers weren't even trying.
No.
They didn't give two craps about that game. They didn't care. Nor should they have. When your top two quarterbacks are hurt and your receiving corps is banged up and Josh Jacobs is banged up. Did you see Wilson had a minus 19 run?
Did he?
Yeah. He had gone back around and like he ended up running back to the end zone and he got tackled for a negative 19 yards. And I had checked at one point, he had 17 carries or 7 carries for negative 14 yards. And I looked at your mom or your aunt and I said, what the hell is going on? And she said, I don't know. I don't care. Like she didn't pay attention. That was barely on red zone, that game.
Yeah.
Like a little bit at the end. But it was and that was with only 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how terrible that game was.
That game was. Yeah, that's
great. That was great for JJ to get 1,000 yards. I was happy for him for that. Justin Jefferson. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
JJ McCarthy, like, he looked like he had a little spunk early on.
Yeah.
Did you see his play where he lowered his shoulder and then got a taunting call?
Did he?
Yeah, it was great. And that's the highlights.
JJ, that's stupid.
Cool for Harrison Smith, too. He kind of got a curtain call at the end. I thought that was pretty cool. But, yeah, that game was probably the worst game of the whole week.
Probably. Giants-Dallas. What were the Giants doing? I mean, they're lucky that the Commanders won because they would have been at 8th pick.
They could they could have dropped to 7. That was the lowest they could have dropped.
Oh.
But they're 5th. No, they're 6th, aren't they?
I think they're 5th because of the Commanders game.
There were two teams that won that helped them.
Commanders against Eagles.
And the Browns.
Yeah.
And either of them would have, like, the Giants would have fallen behind either of them.
Yeah. Eli was mad. He was real upset that they almost moved that far forward. Yeah.
So I get it. You just want the highest pick you can get. I still maintain what they need is Caleb Downs, and I think they can get him at 5.
Yeah. They got to do something with that defensive backfield.
Yes. And this dude, I'm telling you, like, I think he will be Kyle Hamilton-esque in his impact on the team eventually.
Really?
Maybe not next year, but next year I think he'll be really good. But I think by year 2, he can be Kyle Hamilton-esque.
Huh. That's a really high bar.
It is. That was probably unfair of me to compare him to, but yeah. I think that highly of that kid.
Yeah.
His talent.
I mean, I guess it's possible. Tennessee and Jacksonville. I mean, Cam Ward getting hurt really hurt that team. I mean, it was insane how much that affected that game.
So I think it was just on the last week's episode that I said I didn't know how much he had grown, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this showed how much he has.
Yeah.
The rest of that roster is terrible. I think they have the rookie class is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Pollard is still underrated. I really like the way he played down the stretch at the end of the year. I would have liked to have seen them giving him the ball more, especially after Cam got hurt. But they gave him the ball probably 5 or 6 times in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Just trying to, because he needed 60 yards to reach some kind of milestone and end up with 49. I know that because it screwed my bet. You know, I thought he was a shoo-in for it. But they weren't giving him the ball until the end.
Yeah.
And it was just silliness. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they were doing that, especially after Cam Ward got hurt. It makes sense to me at all.
Yeah.
The team just didn't play well. The receivers, I mean, it's hard to do much when your quarterback can't get you the ball. Brandon Allen sucks, dude.
Yeah.
He had 17 completions and only 72 yards.
That's really good. What are you talking about?
Ward had 3 and had 52 yards.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And frankly, inexcusable for the Titans to not have a better backup quarterback for Cam Ward.
Yeah. I was real confused why that dude was playing.
Stefanski would be a nice fit there.
I agree. Yeah. Indy Houston. That game was a bit of a shocker, wasn't it?
Man, I was happy to see Riley Leonard play like he did.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's definitely
Riley,
cool to see.
Riley Leonard got 270 passing yards, just saying.
Yeah, he's a backup.
Maybe he's better than Caleb Williams, though. I kid.
Mitch Trubisky.
He did that better against, than Riley Leonard did against one of the best defenses in the league.
Didn't they bench their starters not even halfway through the game?
Halfway through, yes.
He also had a game-losing fumble.
Yeah.
That the Texans took for a touchdown.
He's a rookie.
Oh.
Alec Pierce had a hell of a game.
Yeah. And Alec then he Pierce, got ejected.
I know. We'll talk about that in a second. Alec Pierce, down the stretch, he had zilch last week, which was so weird.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I started him last week.
But he had two touchdown games in 2 of the last 3 weeks. And Perry said he thought he was a free agent this season. After this season.
No, I think last year was his rookie year, so he has one more.
No, last year was not his rookie year. He's played 4 years.
He was a first-round pick?
I think he was a second round. But he's played four years.
For real?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know he played that long.
Perry said he averaged over 21 He had 1,000 yards this week or this year.
This week? Dang.
1,003 yards in the season with only 47 catches. He averaged 21 yards per reception.
He's definitely really good. That's a Madden stats right there.
It is. He did have 84 targets and only caught 47.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little wonky. But I guess if you're, like, the main deep guy and you're going deep all the time, maybe that, like, that probably plays a role in that. What do you think?
Yeah.
Career highs for everything for him, except touchdowns.
Which that was last year.
Yeah, it was 7. He had 0 drops this year.
That's crazy.
With all those deep balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's been, I mean, he's definitely an underrated piece in the league. If the Colts don't re-sign himself, somebody definitely will pretty quick.
Is he going to get paid? Is he going to get paid?
I don't know if he'll get paid.
Like, is somebody going to sign him to a deal like Kirk got with Jacksonville? That's what I'm wondering. Christian Kirk?
How much was Christian Kirk paid?
He got paid like stupid. Like, it was ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. It was a terrible contract.
When's his contract up?
Kirk?
Yeah.
He's with Houston now. He was released this last year.
But yeah, I forgot about that.
Man, I like Alec Pierce a lot, though.
Yeah.
I like Riley Leonard, too.
Riley Leonard. You think he gets a starting position next year?
I think he should be given a chance, though.
I don't think so. I don't think they will.
You don't think he should be able to fight for the...
I think he should, but I don't think he will.
So you think they'll just give it to Jones and keep him? Or you think they bring somebody else in?
I think they bring somebody else in.
What are you going to do with Lamar?
Oh, no. I don't know what they do with that guy. Maybe cut him, or he's going to be a third string.
Right. There's a whole lot of things that will be interesting to see.
Yeah. Jets, Buffalo. Dude. Trubisky is a starter.
No, he's not.
Trubisky's a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Starter.
It's not. He's one of, if not the best, backup in the league. He's probably not the best, but he's one of the top ones. I don't disagree with that.
I love Trubisky.
I know you do. I don't get it.
Because he's awesome.
But he's been given many opportunities.
Has he? Bears.
He had the opportunity in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Who do you have in Pittsburgh?
Pickens.
Chase Claypool? I think Pickens was Fields.
That far back? 22 and 23. He started 5 games in 22-23. His biggest thing is he threw 5 picks in those 5 games and only 4 touchdowns. Now, I'll say this too. I don't know that he was given... I think you can make an argument that he hasn't been truly given the right chances.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. But the Pittsburgh part... That's his fault, too, as much as he chose it.
Yeah.
The free agency. You know what I mean?
I forget. I think he got paid a decent amount, too.
Yeah.
Because before that, he was still in Buffalo.
But it was still a good bargain for a starting quarterback.
Uh-huh.
He's a great fit in Buffalo.
Yeah. I think he loves it in Buffalo.
I do, too. That's why I went back.
Yeah.
And I think Josh likes having him there.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely like a team guy.
I truly do think that he is one of the best backs in the league. Backups.
Yeah, me too.
Not backs. You know what I meant.
Mm-hmm. is James Cook the leader in rushing yards anymore? Because Derrick Henry had over 100.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Derrick passed him or not. I'm looking. James Cook held on by 26 yards.
Oh. I can't. I'll get to that later, actually.
What?
When we get to that topic, okay. Derrick Henry.
Kevin Byard led the league in the interceptions.
Yeah.
Nashawn Wright was really good. For second.
He actually had an interception yesterday, but Denver Chargers, that game sucked. I mean, they played backup, so I don't know. Yeah. I can't believe they only scored 19, though, starting their starters the entire game.
I'm telling you, Denver's going to get upset pretty quick. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be shocked. I will be more surprised if they end up in the AFC Championship than if they're not.
Who, Chargers?
No, the Broncos.
Oh.
I'd be surprised if the Chargers are in the championship too.
Yeah. Kansas City, Vegas. I mean, that game sucked. I don't think anybody had a good game. Yeah, nobody. Aiden O'Connell finally got a play.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah. Is he better than Pickett, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good, at least.
I mean, no, he didn't perform better, but I think he's better. He's got normal size hands. I say that as somebody who also has small hands. It was a terrible game. Neither team deserved to win.
Yeah. Arizona and Rams.
Why did Chris Oludokun start that game? I forgot that they had signed Shane Buechele. Also, just as important of a question, why was Chris Oludokun the third string quarterback there when Shane Buechele was on a practice squad?
Oh.
Like, he's way better than Chris Oludokun.
I don't know.
How any other team didn't pick him up off Buffalo's practice squad before this is insane to me.
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
It's not like Oludokun is like this young kid. He's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Buechele's younger than him. Shane Buechele is far better than Oludokun. Or I can ramble off a ton of different players that I think Shane Buechele is better than.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks.
What about Brendan Allen?
He's way better than him.
Yeah.
Trey Lance?
Trey Lance is trash.
Couldn't even get one touchdown pass.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude sucks. Like, he's super bad. There's a reason why the Niners got rid of him and took a seventh round instead of him. Rams, Arizona. Yeah. I mean, Rams killed him.
They should have.
Yeah. Michael Wilson played pretty good.
Yeah. Harrison didn't play.
Well, even when Harrison has been on the field recently.
Wilson became the number one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Trey McBride is sick.
Yeah. I don't know how he didn't have that many targets. Never mind. Wait. Yeah. 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 Eight.
Yeah, they both had eight, Wilson and McBride.
But yeah, Higbee's back. Higbee played great. Puka, he played good. Parkinson had a great game. Crazy.
Fun.
Miami, New England. I mean, this was expected.
Absolutely.
New England won in that first seed, but Chargers benched their starters and really ruined it for them. Yeah. Drake May, he played good. Ramondre killed it. They just killed it running game.
Yes.
Four rushing touchdowns. Ramondre was averaging 18.7 yards per carry. It's just insane.
Both those running backs killed it.
Yeah.
I bet Ramondre to have two.
Me too. But it was a parlay.
Oh, it's part of
a parlay though.
I did it individually too.
It did not parlay well.
No, the rest of us sucked with our picks.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington, Philly. I mean, Philly didn't play their starters.
Yeah, I mean.
Which I'm fine with.
Good thing for Chicago. That's fine with me. Huh?
Yeah. Chicago, I mean, that game was disappointing.
I wasn't shocked by it, though.
That defense needs to figure something out.
You knew the Lions wanted to come out. Man, I had this argument with your dad. I guess that they've been very opportunistic with the turnovers. But if they don't get the turnovers, they're terrible, man.
Exactly. I know. I mean, Amon-Ra was just killing them.
He tore them.
That's an understatement. I mean, that's embarrassing how bad that pass defense is horrible. We need to figure something out with this pass rush this upcoming offseason. Our first needs to be a defensive player.
Agreed.
Somebody on that line. We need somebody on that line.
Or an offensive lineman.
One of the lines. I don't care which line, just one of them.
Agreed.
I don't want another tight end. I don't want another receiver. I want something on the offensive or defensive line.
If they can get a high-level pass rusher, that's what they should try and get. If not, they should
get Max Crosby.
Otherwise, you can address the inner linemen in the second, third round.
Yeah, just
or trade their first rounds for Max Crosby.
I like that one.
I'm sure you do.
I'm not sure if they can afford it though.
Here's my question: you say you like that now, so when he gets traded somewhere else, are you going to talk about how terrible he is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. At least you admit it.
If it's an AFC team, I won't have a problem with it. I'll be like, it is what it is. If it's a division rival, I'm going to be real upset.
And talk about how terrible it is.
Yeah, Micah sucks.
I think it's been proven that Micah does not suck.
Micah sucks.
Because that defense is a shell of itself, right?
That's an understatement. That defense sucks. Both, honestly, the Bears-Green Bay game's probably going to be a shootout.
There's only one defensive player that I could think of right now on either team in that game that I felt like had a really good game, and that was Edrian Cooper. I don't think anybody else, not that's sticking out right now for either team.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Was there somebody else?
I don't think Green Bay threw a pick, did they?
I mean, I don't think that Quay Walker, I guess, had a pretty good game. At least tackles, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Edwards had a good game.
TJ?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He had a sack, I don't remember. Five tackles.
I was too worried about losing.
But they didn't.
I know. But it was close, if you remember.
TJ? Oh, it was
rough.
That was the iconic.
Yeah. Iceman.
Don't tell your aunt.
Apparently that means something in sign language. I think it means bears.
I think it means cold. No, warm up.
In sign language, I think it means bear.
All right. He's a pretty intelligent dude. Don't tell him that, though.
Who, Caleb? I'll tell him. Now I got to see.
You see what it means?
Yeah. It's bear.
He was a bear? Nice. It
means bear in sign language.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a genius. So, yeah. Ravens, Pittsburgh. Dude. Derrick Henry has 15 rushes in the first half and then 5 in the second half. And that's how they lose. What's wrong with my camera? But still, I mean, when does Harbaugh lose his job at what point?
You think Harbaugh needs to lose his job for that?
I think he needs to lose his job for letting this crap happen. He lets this happen. It's not even like this is the first time it's happened. It's happened multiple times this season.
Yes, it's happened this season. It's the first time that it's happened since he's been with Baltimore.
Yeah.
This is his third year, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore?
Lovie Smith got fired for less.
Just a second. So.
From the Bears.
He had 325 carries last year.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many he had this year?
200.
I mean, it seems like it, doesn't it?
Is it more?
You're going to be just as surprised as I was.
250.
307.
Really?
That's shocking, right?
Yeah. Well. Last week, he had like 35 to 40.
How many carries do you think would be acceptable for him to have at the minimum in a game?
20 a game.
Let's even be conservative and say 15. Okay.
For Derrick Henry, I think 15's too little.
I get that. I'm just being conservative. 5 games where he didn't even hit 15.
That's insane.
If we do 20, because I think that is a better number, although I would use the caveat for this. In games like he had against Buffalo, where he had 18, but had 169 yards, that's probably a symptom of the fact that he didn't have to run the ball as much because he just took off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take a game like that where if he got over 100 yards but still had 20 carries, I'll count that as, quote, good. Fair? So 1, 2, 4. He had 6 games then, if you do it that way. But there was 2 of the others, so almost half, that he didn't hit 20 carries either. But he had over 100 yards.
How many of those games 3. Did they win?
3.
They won 3 of them?
No. I don't know about that. I'll have to look at that. I was saying it was 3 more. So there would have been 9, over half the games where he didn't have 20 touches. That's just crazy to me. When you have a back like this.
I want to see this. Can you tell me which games it was?
So Cleveland, September 14th.
Wait, September 14th?
That was a win. That was a win?
Yeah, they killed him.
September 22nd.
Loss.
So I'm going to count losses on my hand. Kansas City, 28th.
Loss.
October 5th.
Loss. They got killed.
November 27th.
Loss.
That's 4 losses. So in games where they had December 14th.
December 14th. Win, 24-0.
So it was 11 rushes for 100 yards on that one. Of the 5 games that we talked about that he didn't have at least 15 carries or more than 15 carries, they went 1-4.
Harbaugh should be fired.
That offensive coordinator should be too.
Oh, yeah.
More.
But, I don't. It's stupid. Stupid decisions.
Congrats to the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't Rogers think they were going to win.
Gets another playoffs appearance. I don't know who they're playing.
Houston.
Yeah. Good luck.
We'll talk to matchups. We won't talk about them. I'll just say what they are. We won't talk about them until Thursday, though.
Yeah.
Rams and Panthers lead off Saturday. They lead the playoffs off. And then it's the Bears and Packers.
That'll be a good one.
I called that, didn't I? Saturday night?
Yeah.
Sunday opens with the Bills and Jags. That, I think, will be probably the best game of the weekend. That's my guess.
I think
the Packers-Bears is going to be a really good game. But I expect that to be the best. Niners-Eagles, I expect some really good games. Don't get me wrong. But Niners-Eagles.
This is really good playoffs.
Chargers-Patriots, Texans Steelers end it Monday night. I'm right that they normally have Monday night game in that wild card weekend, right?
I think so.
That's what I was thinking. Perry asked me, when do they start doing Monday night games for playoffs? They always do for the open round.
I think, yeah, for the, yeah, I think for wild card they do. That's the only one, though.
Yeah, just wild card weekend.
Yeah.
Going to be an exciting weekend. We'll have some coverage for it and our thoughts of what to expect. And we might have a guest on the show for that. We'll see. We're open.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a quick go over for the fires, though. People that have been fired. Gannon for the Cardinals was let go. I was a little bit shocked about that.
Why?
I don't think he's been terrible. I don't know. I don't think so. I thought the Cardinals were going to be worse this year. They were better than I thought. And yeah, I don't know.
What do you think their record was?
They won 5 games, didn't they?
That's terrible. Or 6? 3.
I've seen coaches do worse than they keep their jobs. They won 3? Never mind. I'm not shocked anymore. Really? That shocks me. Huh. All right. I guess I don't know what the Cardinals were doing. Stefanski. I was a little bit shocked about that one.
I was only a little bit more, mainly because he's gotten through before. Like, this doesn't seem to be an issue before. So,
and I don't think this is exactly his problem.
Well, it's his fault. I think anybody who didn't expect them to have a bad year is crazy to me. Like, I don't know.
What do they have?
Huh?
What do they have outside of Miles?
I mean, I
they
think
two rookie quarterbacks.
They got Samson. Sanders at times really makes it hard to defend him.
Sometimes, yeah.
But they found a really good tight end in Harold Fannin. I think Isaiah Bond can be good. And now I don't think he's a number one, but I think he's like an Alec Pierce type guy.
Yeah. They need to get a receiver this draft.
Well, they need to decide if they think Sanders is the real deal or not. And if they don't, then they just need to move on.
You think so?
Yes. If they don't think Sanders, because Gabriel is not, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. So if they don't think Sanders is the real deal, then yes, they need to go get a quarterback. But they need to revamp that line more, too.
They revamped that team pretty much.
I mean, I still think the defense is good.
Defense is good for the most part. But that offense is horrid.
Get a bona fide 8 or number one receiver and improve the line and keep Sanders. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'll shut up now.
That's what I think, too. But, yeah. Raheem Morris, I saw this one coming.
Me, too.
The Falcons should not have been as bad. And then Pete Carroll. That one I saw coming. The Ravens, the Raiders were horrible.
The only reason I didn't initially was because they're paying him so much money. And, you know what I mean?
And like you said earlier, they're paying $50 million for coaches they don't have anymore.
Four head coaches and an offensive coordinator.
That's stupid. That's so dumb. Well, the Raiders suck.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought Tom Brady would be able to fix them. I was wrong.
I mean, he's only had 1 year.
Yeah. But he let them hire Pete.
And they hired Kelly because of him.
Because of Brady?
That's what I hear.
Really? That's crazy.
They've got some uber talent on that team.
Yeah. They're definitely could be good in the future.
And I don't care what anybody says. Trey Tucker is a good receiver.
Yeah.
But they have nobody on the freaking offensive line.
No. Literally, I think it might just be all dummies.
It's probably the worst line in the league.
Yeah. But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think. Hit that notification button, be notified whenever we post on there. But yeah, thank you guys.